This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. When Amish teenagers finish school, around age 14, they begin an apprenticeship to learn work skills. Child labor laws currently allow them to do farm work at that young age. These days, though, more and more Amish are leaving agriculture. So Congress is considering a bill that would allow teenagers to work in sawmills and woodworking shops. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
In Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, this sound has become increasingly common. An Amish man who asked not to be named crouches over a wood-turning lathe. We'll call him Silas. Silas runs a long block of wood through the blade, and it comes out the other end, a perfect lamppost. He makes all sorts of custom woodwork here in the shop behind his house. Beds, gazebos, fences, even little bridges. It's a way for him to work close to his family in an age when farmland is expensive and scarce. Silas says owning a woodworking shop has been his dream.
I've been thinking about it since I was 14, 15 years old. That's what I'd like to be doing sometime, and it happened.
Today, over half of Amish adults earn a living from jobs other than farming. Silas has a sister who just finished school, and she's looking to learn a job.
She's not sure what she wants to do yet, but something like this would be ideal. It's here at home, and she would enjoy it.
The problem is, if Silas lets his sister work in his shop, even at the cash register, he could get fined thousands of dollars. Silas doesn't know what to do. He says the question will be even more difficult when his own children, now ages 2 and 4, want to learn a trade from him.
What are we supposed to do as our children grow older? Like I said, for my children, they grew up in here. They know what each and everything is for. They know this will hurt if I stick my finger in there.
Amish leaders recently approached Joseph Pitts, the Republican congressman for Lancaster County, and they asked him to introduce a bill that would allow Amish teenagers to work in sawmills and woodworking shops. Congressman Pitts says he's concerned about child safety, and so are the Amish, but he says the bill addresses those concerns.
What we're asking, we're not asking that any of the kids be able to operate the power tools. We just want them to be able on the work site, safe distances from the power tools, barriers between a saw and a kid or whatever, but let them learn the work ethic on the work site in a safe condition.
John Miller says Congressman Pitts hasn't worked in a sawmill and doesn't know what it's like for a teen.
I mean, there's sometimes I didn't know how to finish out the day. I mean, it was a very, very hard work.
Miller grew up Amish in Ohio. Now he's left the church, but as an Amish teenager, he worked in his uncle's sawmill. He says he did the same work as the grown men, for less pay. He says it was like forced labor.
We were 14 years or 15 years old at the time. At that age, you don't have much choice, or objections are pretty much overruled.
He knows about the safety provisions in Congressman Pitts's bill, but he says there's no such thing as safe sawmill work.
These saws running with no guards and no covers and belts and things of that nature, even if by accident a board gets caught on one of those, it will fly across a room. You know, I mean, it's very dangerous. It doesn't matter how many protections and guards are in place. It's still a very dangerous job.
Darlene Adkins says workplace safety studies support Miller. Adkins is vice president of the National Consumers League.
There have been quite a few injuries associated with young people who are cleaning up, for example. They're part of a maintenance crew, and they're getting electrocuted or being hit by flying debris.
There are other places where Amish teens can work, like restaurants, stores, and farms, but there's a limited number of those. Donald Craybill is senior fellow at the Young Center for Anabaptist Studies at Elizabethtown College. He says this issue gets to the core of Amish culture.
It's more than just learning occupational skills, and it's more than just an apprenticeship. It's really an extension of their cultural training and cultural education. We really have here a fundamental clash between two cultural systems.
It's not the first time these two systems have clashed. This is the fourth time Congress has considered such a bill. Opponents and advocates believe its chances of passing now are better than ever before. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.